With considerable relief, Kai left the deputy minister to sort out the Nexus representative. From her seat far up the table, she saw Rafe being perfectly polite beside Talal, hardly looking at anyone else, and certainly not at her. He looked, in fact, like the embodiment of a stuffy, somewhat glum senior executive. Probably for the best, she told herself. She herself chatted with Ambassador Rajani about conditions back on Slaughter Key, and with the Moscow Confederation Defense Minister on her other side about the education of young officers in both systems.
They will be sorry not to claim you as a graduate.
If I'd graduated, I'd be a very junior officer on a ship somewhere.
And we would be lacking your experience. So, their loss is our gain.
Over the next few days, Kai gathered data on the privateer's combat history and repairs, and began to organize maintenance and training schedules for them. Every ship needed an Ansible installed, and crews needed training in their use. Some also required repairs, others resupply. Minor repairs and supply ate up the first 10 days of Vanguard's refit, but in addition to shepherding the Slaughter Key fleet, Kai now had Cascadian ships. Commander Dowich's contact at Moray's Tobedos Yards reported that Moray had indeed taken on a contract to build 60 to 90 of their largest design, a contract made 2 years before.
It got them out of a depression. They're delighted. There was an upfront payment another a year ago when they were on schedule with the job, and they expect to deliver the first ships in about 40 days.
How far away is Moray, and did you warn them?
I let the minister do that, government to government. But it's going to be tight if that is indeed the target. Now, we're pushing flat out on your ship, Admiral, but you won't have time for practice runs. Moray's a solid 20-day run.
I'll need to talk to their defense people. I can warn them what they're up against and suggest a few tactical things to make up for what Turek can throw at them.
Now, I expect Admiral Trey will help you with that, but what if it's somewhere else?
We don't know of any other large ship yard that's gotten an order in the right time frame. Piccolo's only got one on order, and it's 8 months from completion. DeFornis doesn't have anything but light cruisers, and only four of those. I'm betting on Moray, especially as they said the government was Steparn, and we know they're anti-Humod.
Time blurred over the next days as she consulted with Moray Defense, Moscow Defense, the privateer captains, Cascadian captains. She managed only one hurried meal with Stella, in the apartment with Toby and Zori.
Rafe's gone back to Nexus. Nexus has pulled out, the idiots.
Kai ate hungrily. She hadn't had a regular meal in days, just grabbing a bite whenever she could.
I was afraid they would. That Nexus ambassador or whatever, Talal? He seemed to think I was a monster.
It's Rafe's father. That and our father's being friends with Lou Parmina. They didn't know, but the Nexus idiots don't know that they didn't know.
Kai put that aside. Nothing she could do about another system's government, and turned to Toby.
I hear you had quite an adventure.
Toby glanced sideways at Zori.
It was, kind of.
And you, Zori. You translated all those things I sent. You must be really good at languages.
Zori looked at Toby, then down at her plate.
Only because my father was a criminal.
Well, that doesn't matter. You aren't.
Zori flashed a glance at Stella, then looked straight at Kai.
How can you be sure? I thought I knew what my parents were, but I didn't. He was horrible all along, and I didn't see it.
Kai had only the bare-bones story from Stella, nothing to suggest the level of distress Zori was showing. Stella gave Kai a look that meant something, but she didn't know what. Then she got up and started clearing the table. When Zori offered to help, Stella told her it wasn't her turn. Nobody could have missed the obvious signals that left Kai and Zori alone. It was ridiculous. Kai had no idea why Stella would think Kai could help Zori. But she had to try something.
Tell me.
Maybe directness would work. Zori looked at her, eyes already shiny with tears.
I love Toby. But I loved my father once, and now I hate him. And I didn't understand about my mother.
Kai tried not to sigh, obviously.
Go on.
I can't tell Stella. She's been so good to me. She wants to help me. She thinks she understands because of Osman. But she doesn't. It's not the same. She never loved Osman.
Stella had misplaced trust too, Kai thought. But perhaps there was a reason having fallen for the gardener's son wouldn't work. She nodded, saying nothing.
It started... I realized it started when I was in the kitchen at O'Keefe's. The night Toby was taken, and I had fallen on the floor, and there was this little girl.
Tears were flowing now, but Zori went on. This was a story she'd rehearsed to herself. Kai knew, everyone knew, that some marriages were unhappy, that some were even violent. But the story Zori told still shocked her. It linked in her mind with the violence done to her class ring. She wondered if Hal would have been that kind of spouse.
And I ran right to him. My mother was hurt, and I didn't even see it. I just let him hold me and pet me and feed me cookies. I liked being his favorite, and all that time he was hurting her. I believed what he said. I believed it was her fault that I was better. I feel so guilty. I am so guilty. She should never forgive me.
Have you talked to her since? Do you know she's angry with you?
No. Stella has. I can't. It's all my fault.
It's not. You were a child.
That's what Stella says, but I'm not a child now, and I still didn't see it.
Are you more afraid she'll hate you or more afraid she won't?
Kai had finally realized that her own fear of telling her parents about her reaction to killing had both components. Zori looked up, surprised.
I don't know.
Stella has her own issues with her mother. Did she tell you?
No.
You might ask her sometime. But here's what I see. You were a child. Your father used you against your mother. And you could not possibly have understood that.
I'm supposed to be smart.
So part of what you're upset about is that you weren't as smart as you thought you were?
That Kai understood. She herself had been so smug about not making the mistakes that idiot Stella made. Then she'd missed the cues that her Misnarii protege was using her and that Hal's affection was really ambition. She'd hated feeling stupid more than anything.
I guess so. I didn't think of that.
I've been fooled, and that was the worst of it for me. Stella and I grew up together, you know. And I always thought I was smarter than she was, even though I was younger. Then I went and fell for a sob story and got myself kicked out of the academy.
Really?
Really. Look, I'm not a therapist, and maybe a therapist would help you more. But I do know it's not your fault your father fooled you. By what you said, he may have used drugs as well, and possibly programming in your implant to shape your perceptions. You made the right deduction at the right time to save Toby, and you've now realized what the truth is. See your mother, talk to her. If she's hostile, then you have to deal with that. If she's not, you'll have a chance to rebuild your relationship. At least she's not dead.
The cookie. I did get sleepy.
Yeah, you said that. I'll bet he used treats more than once. Not a nice man, your father.
Zori straightened up.
I know she wants to see me. She's asked Stella. Stella won't make me, but now... All right.
Kai reminded herself that adolescence could change moods in moments. She had. Stella had. Toby'd been the same.
Drat.
Kai pulled out her comm unit.
Zori, I'm sorry. I have to leave.
That's all right. I mean, you've helped.
Stella, I have to go.
Stella and Toby came out of the kitchen.
Already?
Unfortunately, yes. I'll try to call you later.
Kai noticed that Zori was murmuring something to Toby. Stella glanced that way and gave Kai a finger flick. Good.